Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we've had a travel enthusiast. I'm joined by another enthusiast now, Irish Examiner columnist and microwave enthusiast, Katrina Redmond. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Katrina, in a world of air fryers, the microwave has become a little bit unappreciated, has it? I feel it's kind of relegated to reheating things now, or like maybe just heating up soup. But you're a fan.
Yeah, I really am. And I think, like, I agree. There is like this wave of air fryer craziness, you know, wafting over the whole country. But actually, an air fryer is just a fan oven. It's a convection oven. It's just smaller. So if you've got a fan oven and you've got an air fryer, you know, unless you're definitely going to be cooking lots and lots of things, you know, all at the same time, a roast, maybe you don't need a fan oven. Or equally, if you find that an air fryer is just a little bit too small for your family meals, really what you need to do is use the oven and ditch the air fryer. So when you talk about the microwave, a microwave is a different way of cooking, but it's just so energy efficient. Like, it's using maybe a third, maybe a quarter of the energy of an air fryer or a fan oven. And this can really save you money. And also, it's a steaming way of cooking. So you don't have this kind of frying, crispiness, drying out effect. The way the microwave works is it agitates, or kind of the waves within the microwave agitate the liquids within whatever it is you have inside of the oven. So it steams what you've got from the inside out.
Oh, right. That's why the heat can be inconsistent sometimes. Like, you suddenly come across a hot spot with something out of the microwave. It's like a steam pocket or something. So come here, do you have like a fancy microwave now with various combinations and crispers and stuff in it? Or will a basic model do people?
I have a basic model. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly how long I've been married for, but I got one as a wedding present. And it's never been changed. It was a fantastic one, and it's still so good. It's so good, in fact, that the lads between them have all rubbed off all of, you know, the markings on it. Yeah. So if they ask me, you know, how long to cook something, they communicate, they say, you know, how many beeps, because one beep is 30 seconds. Like, that's how, you know, fiddly it can be. But it works, so I'm not replacing it.
Excellent. You're operating an instinct with that microwave now, like, you know it so well. So listen, you've a few ideas for us. Tell me about making a baked potato in the microwave. People might imagine the air fryer is the better appliance for a baked potato.
Oh no, definitely not, because an air fryer can take between 40 and 50 minutes to cook a baked potato. So really, you know, if that's not fast food, I don't care what anybody thinks about it. Like, 40 to 50 minutes is, you know, it's nearly an hour. Whereas if you put it in the microwave, it can take between 12 and 15 minutes. So like, that's a third of the time.
And is it still going to be crispy, like, or is it going to be soggy?
No, it will be soggy. So, you know, the alternatives are, you know, when you take it out of the microwave, to pop it into the air fryer for 10 minutes, maybe, okay, to crisp it up. And, you know, that's okay too, but it will cook it. So it's a great way to accelerate those baked potatoes. And it is fast food. Like, that's an awful lot faster than popping it in the oven or into the air fryer, I tell you.
Yeah. And then to make a meal out of a baked potato, any toppings ideas?
Cheese and beans, definitely.
Yeah.
Because you can pop all of them into the microwave. You just can't go wrong. Like, if you think about it, you know, cheese, great source of protein. Beans, also a great source of protein. And fibre, which is something that Irish people don't eat an awful lot or enough of, in a tomato sauce. So you're touching off all of those different vegetables and fats. And it's such a healthy, really quick fast food meal.
And hearty as well. It's all in there. And so, Camille, you bake the potato first, then the cheese, beans, whatever, and back in the microwave and heat up the topping that way as well, yeah?
Yeah, for about a minute to 90 seconds. And
okay.
The rule of thumb, though, it's really important to note, no matter what you cook in the microwave, always leave it stand for at least a minute, because that allows those hot spots to dissipate.
Okay.
There's less chance of things erupting or exploding when you try to take it out of the microwave, at least a minute after you're...
I know, but you see, a lot of people don't have that minute. They won't wait that minute. Like, there's something in us like that. We don't want to do it. So yeah. Tell me about your breakfast muffins. So you batch cook these and then freeze them, right?
Yeah, I was actually up early making a batch now for the lads this morning, because they eat them in the morning before they go to school. So I make a batch of 12 of them every Saturday, and then they all get wrapped up and frozen, and on the night before they go to school, they take it out, let it defrost in the fridge, and then they pop it into the microwave for 90 seconds in the morning, heating it through. And then that is a really great way of filling them full of protein and carbohydrate before they go to school. Like, you have to feed their brains, you know, and they're teenagers. So they really like it, it's difficult to force food into. I don't mean holding them down and forcing food into them, but, you know, sometimes they can be very reluctant to eat in the morning. So handing them a muffin with eggs, with hash browns in it, with cheese and a small bit of bacon, and it's food to go in their hand. Like, they're good to go for the whole day.
Yeah, and similar enough to a McDonald's or something that it seems exciting. Okay, so we'll put that up on the website. Tell me about, this is a kind of a dessert option. Tell me how to make a 5-minute microwave Bakewell pie.
Yeah, so this was a trend that kind of went around a couple of years ago, where people were making mug cakes in the microwave. But the problem with the mug cake is they were using plain flour, which can not quite cook in the amount of time you'd have to cook a mug cake in the microwave. So instead, I use almonds, so ground almonds. So it's actually gluten-free. So you're using an egg, caster sugar, ground almonds, and jam in the bottom. And then you're going to cook it all in the microwave. You know, it takes about 5 minutes. You're going to cook it on high for a minute and 30 seconds, allow it to rest, and then back in again for another minute. Just keep on inserting a cocktail stick into the centre of the jar. If it comes away clean, then the cake is cooked. And if in doubt, you know, pop it back in for another 30 seconds. Leave it to stand for at least 10 minutes before cooking it, because it will be piping hot. But you can spoon some cream on top, or maybe, you know, maybe a little bit more jam. And it's a lovely way of having a very, very quick cake when you fancy a sugar rush. But also because it's gluten-free, it's not going to be as stodgy. You're not going to be worrying about cooking that flour in the microwave. And it's the gluten-free end of it as well, I think, makes it just that little bit easier to digest.
Someone here is saying we steam all our veg and potatoes in the microwave, low energy and much healthier. Now, on the much healthier, you know, the way we kind of have a fear of the microwaves. And at the beginning, remember when we all got microwaves, we were covering everything assiduously. And I think we've got a bit more reckless about it then as time has gone on. Do we need to be covering everything?
Yeah, I think we really do need to be covering everything. And you know, there was a time when it was all cling film, and we're all moving away from cling film now. So cover it with a plate, cover it with a saucer, whatever it is. You need to contain that steam within the area that you're going to be cooking. If you're going to be reheating things in a bowl or on a plate, if that steam escapes, that's what's going to scald you when you open the microwave. And that's what's going to give you that kind of poof or that fright, particularly things like soup as well, because they have hot spots. They can bubble after the microwave is finished. So covering it stops it from, you know, bubbling over and you ending up with a nasty burn on your hand.
OK, tell me in 10 seconds about 75 to stay alive.
Oh, 75 to stay alive. So that is the temperature that all your meat should be before you eat it. If it's not 75 degrees Celsius, then it's not safe to eat. Invest in a temperature probe. They're about €12 and it's one of the best things I've got in my kitchen.
Yeah, because microwaves do vary as well, like if you're given times and wattage and everything, but they're all different. Okay, thanks a million. We'll put all those recipes up on our website, katrinart.ie/Brendan, and they'll be on your Instagram as well, I know. Katrina Redmond, thank you very much.
Thanks, take care. Bye.
Bye.